Now this is a dictation for Mario, M-A-R-I-O, Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-V, December 4, 72. Addresses a letter to Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Barnhart, B as in boy, A-R-N-H-A-R-T, N-P, 463-2249. Dear Jennifer, consultation for Mr. Gutierrez with abnormal kidney function. Comes accompanied with sister Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, and mother Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y. He has long-term history of diabetes with complications, as well as recurrent kidney stones, followed with urology, Dr. Liu, L-I-U. There has been abnormalities of kidney function. He is legally blind from severe diabetic retinopathy and complications of procedures. Minor sight on the right side, completely gone on the left with severe scarring on the left eye. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Constipation every 3 days without any bleeding, as far as we can tell. Urine without any burning, cloudiness, or blood. He's not doing any specific diet for the purpose of stones. He believes they are made of calcium oxalate, but is not positive. He has severe neuropathy up to the knee bilateral with deformity of the right foot, Charcot arthropathy, and prior foot ulcer that is completely healed on the left side. He's been diabetic for about 19 years. Not very physically active, mostly because of decreased eyesight. There is no chest pain on activity, denies palpitations, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, denies CPAP machine, no upper respiratory symptoms, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, does have a low-level back pain, mild, is not aware of bleeding nose gums, he's not aware of pruritus or itching. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diabetes as indicated above, with retinopathy, blindness, neuropathy, Charcot arthropathy, prior foot ulcers, prior peripheral vascular disease and procedure on the right leg. He denies coronary artery disease or heart attack, denies TIA seizures or stroke, denies the vein thrombosis. Recently there is edema localized to the left side already for a few weeks, which is not going away. He is not aware of chronic liver abnormalities. He did have actually seizures as a young person, but completely resolved and no medication since age 12. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, bilateral eye procedures, left foot ulcer skin graft, right lower extremity angioplasty question stent, Dr. Hakami, H-A-Q-Q-A-N-I. There is also what sounds like perineal infection about 5 years ago, extensive debridement done. He was in the hospital at Covenant in Saginaw about 5 years ago. There has been also prior cystoscopy for stone removal. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol present or past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. He has also two sons and two daughters, but no kidney problems. Next paragraph, present medications include Nurantin, Hydralazine, Norvasc, Lipitor, Losartan, Insulin, Tresiba, TRESIBA, Insulin, Novolog, only one time a day. Vitamin D and antidepressants. And Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. 250 pounds, 75 inches tall, blood pressure 142.56 on the right, 146.70 on the left. Standing on the left, 130.70, 2 minutes later, 130.70. He is blind, has a scar tissue on the left eye. There is normal speech, no expressive aphasia, no facial asymmetry, no dysarthria, no gross palpable neck masses, 5 lateral lymph nodes, no gross lymph node enlargement or carotid bruits, lungs are distant clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rupt, no palpable liver spleen, no abdominal tenderness or ascites, decreased peripheral pulses, deformity of the right foot, Charcot arthropathy, no active ulcers. On the left side, 2-class edema, no calf tenderness, no palpable vein cords, no inflammatory changes. However, there is no edema on the right side. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. What I have is from January. Creatinine at 1.35. That would represent a GFR in the upper 50s, stage 3. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, albumin, calcium, liver testing. At that time, glucose, I'm not sure if he was fasting, close to noon, 235. Normal white blood cell platelets, hemoglobin at 13, probably still normal. Cholesterol is less than 200, does have a low HDL. There is albumin in the urine, 233 milligrams per gram. Last A1C available, 7.4. Creatinine has fluctuated. 2022, I think that was one of the kidney stones, was 1.8. Then fluctuates between 1.1 to 1.3 with the present level described above. There is a right upper quadrant ultrasound from February 2023, right kidney without obstruction. Liver was considered normal, no cirrhosis, and normal spleen. There is also a CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis. This is with contrast. Renal arteries are open, no stenosis. Other abdominal aorta arteries also are open. At that time, there was an incidental stone on the right kidney, again without obstruction. It was, however, at the ureterovesical junction. No pulmonary emboli. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, echocardiogram, this is 2023, normal ejection fraction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. He has chronic kidney disease, likely stage 3. Notice that GFR is poorly sensitive. The important thing is that it has changed over the last few years. Next number, diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria but non-nephrotic syndrome. Next number, diabetes with extensive end organ damage as indicated above, including Charcot arthropathy, peripheral neuropathy, chronic kidney disease, retinopathy with blindness. Next number, present normal electrolyte acid base. We will update phosphorus for mineral bone abnormalities. We will update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, prior procedure lower extremity. Apparently angioplasty. Next number, kidney stones, question, calcium oxalate. Presently not symptomatic. Next paragraph comments. We discuss the meaning of chronic kidney disease, risk factor modification, including aggressive diabetes as he's trying to do, blood pressure control, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents and nephrotoxic compounds. Treatment of cholesterol, monitoring chemistries over time, we discuss about blood pressure goals, taking in consideration the low blood pressure standing, did not reach significance, which is 20 points systolic, but is still something to monitor. We will follow over time, all questions answered. End of dictation.